Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, given the weather we're having at the moment, the point is a bit moot. Yet, if it suddenly gets hot and a drought threatens, you can use so-called grey water in your garden. Have a bath and then use it on the roses, or at least that's the idea. We're joined by Michael Kelly of GIY. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Can you use bath water?
Yeah, I saw this report. I was interested in it. And as you say, it's kind of like it feels a bit bonkers since it hasn't stopped raining since Christmas, really, other than a nice dry spell in the last week. But yeah, like climate change is making sort of the extreme weather events a bit more frequent. So we're going from these very extreme rain and too much water to drought. We've had three droughts in the last 5 years, believe it or not. And so, you know, obviously watering plants, whether they're ornamental or flowers or vegetables and things to eat, needs a lot of water. So I think that whether you would want to use bath water and water from your sink to water depends on what you're watering. Like, I wouldn't have any problem using water from a bath to water, say, you know, ornamental plants in a bed. But I don't think I would use it for watering veg and things you're going to eat, particularly if you're using shampoos and other things, which presumably you would be doing if you're giving the kids a bath or whatever. So I'd just be a little bit careful in terms of what you're watering. And then there's loads of other ways to conserve water, I think, that are really important as well to consider in all of this.
Yeah. Now, yeah, because I would imagine if there's any sort of cleaning product in the bath water, that might be kind of toxic to plants, even if it's one you're not planning on eating.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it's so definitely like something I was going to be eating, particularly if it's things like salads that, you know, you're eating potentially very soon. And if you've splashed bath water over those, that's got some shampoo in it, like, you don't want to be eating that soon. Whereas I suppose with things like roses, as you said, it doesn't matter so much. I guess an organic approach to growing, having a garden and growing, you know, you try and limit any kind of chemical inputs, and that includes things that you're using to water that might have an impact on the biodiversity in your soil and so on. So I think I'd be careful of that. I was saying earlier on to your researcher, I think, like, one of the things that's a very good supply of clean grey water from the house is all of the water you use for cooking. So when you're boiling, you know, beans or potatoes or whatever else, turnips in water, instead of pouring that down the sink, like, that's a fantastic, once you let it cool down, like, don't pour scalding hot water onto your roses or anything else. But once you let it cool down, like, even have a bucket outside the back door and with a lid and just throw it into that, and then you can use it when you need it, or throw it directly into a watering can. I think makes great sense. And the other brilliant thing is a water butt, like, which is a really cheap, like 50-60 euro would get you like a 200 liter water butt. And that sort of, it basically attaches to the downpipes, the drainage pipes from your garage or from your house. And it just sits there happily collecting water when, like, it literally go from empty to full in a heavy, you know, a couple of days of rain. You've 200 litres sitting there waiting. You put a watering can underneath it. There's generally a hose at the front or a tap, rather, at the front, and you just turn that on. And that's a brilliant way to collect water. That's you know, I think, a lot cleaner than what would be coming out of the bath, I guess, after.
Yeah. The water in the water butt, though, can it go off? If it's if you're having like a particularly hot spell of weather, would that affect it at all?
Well, it's there's usually, like, there's a lid on these things on a water butt, like quite a tight fitting lid, actually. So I think it keeps it pretty clean. I wouldn't sort of worry about it going off, unless it's like if you moved out to Copenhagen for 6 months or something and came back, I mightn't be inclined to use it then. But I think otherwise it's a fantastic. Now, I think one thing that you do notice in a drought period is it'll be gone pretty quickly. You know, that's the reality. If you're, particularly when you're growing veg, at particular times of the year, the water requirements can be quite, you know, they can be quite heavy. Like, so I think building up those resources of water and having, you know, grey water supplies in your from the house is definitely a good alternative. But I think just be careful about, you know, what's in them. Like if you've a sink full of water that you're using to clean salad leaves, fantastic. It's like it's brilliant water. Shouldn't be just sort of down the plug hole. But if it's like to do the washing up and like there's a whole load of washing up liquid in it, I don't think I would use it for plants. The RHS report does say that, you know, plants will filter water. And who am I to disagree with the RHS? Let's face it. But at the same time, certainly with things you're going to eat, I'd be a little bit careful about that.
Yeah. If you do use just tap water, does it depend on like whether water is hard or soft in your area? Would that have any kind of an effect on plants?
No, not really. It won't have much of an effect. I mean, I suppose mains water is treated, you know, so it does have chlorine in it sometimes. So from that perspective, like the water out of a water butt is a very, like it's a very clean, untreated source of rainwater effectively. So it's even better for that reason.
Yeah. Okay. Michael, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Michael Kelly there, founder of GIY.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.